Turns out that the C runtime system gives you a ragged array of strings, which represents the command line arguments you can type on the command line when you invoke your program. The way you get them into your program is by using arguments to main. Up until now, we haven't used them. So there are really two different ways of writing the main function. One is without any arguments, and the other one is with these particular two types of arguments. An int as the first argument, and an array of pointer to character as the second argument. Now the names, argc and argv, of course, it's not important what name you use, as you know, because when you write a function, you can name the parameters to be whatever you want. Just so you know, though, those names are pretty entrenched. They were in the original book by Kernahan and Ritchie, written in 1978 or 76, whenever it was. And everybody's used it ever since then. So I'm not going to break tradition. I'm going to use it as well. Anyway, that second parameter, argv, it is a ragged array. It is an array of pointers to character, and the runtime system has each of those pointers pointing to your command line arguments, and the memory is allocated dynamically so that it doesn't take up more space than you need.